This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are we in a recession? This morning, the government reveals economic growth numbers for the period from April through June, and that may give us important information. Just yesterday, the Fed raised interest rates 0.75 point for a second straight time as it tries to fight inflation. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said,
I do not think the U.S. is currently in a recession. And the reason is there are just too many areas of the economy that are performing, too well. And of course, I would point to the labor market.
The unemployment rate is historically low, 3.6%. It's a surprise. Top Senate Democrat, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Democratic Senator Joe Manchin say they have an agreement on health care and climate, taxing high earners and large corporations, and reducing federal debt. The Senate will vote on it next week. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is warning he is ready to use nuclear weapons in any potential military conflicts with the U.S. But experts are saying, hey, wait a minute. The AP's Donna Warder.
In a speech to war veterans, Kim accused the U.S. of demonizing North Korea to justify its hostile policies, and he called the U.S. gangster-like for carrying out U.S.-South Korea military drills targeting North Korea, but blasting the North's military activities, an apparent reference to its missile tests. Observers say while Kim is increasingly threatening his rivals with nuclear weapons, it's unlikely he would use them first against the superior militaries of the U.S. and its allies.
New aerial surveys show that massive amounts of methane are spewing into the atmosphere from oil and gas operations in the southwest U.S. This risks U.S. targets for curbing climate change. Climate change is fueling those longer heat waves in the Pacific Northwest, say experts. This is AP News. So, who will be the new host of TV's Jeopardy? There are now two correct answers to that question. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
This is Jeopardy!
After leaving fans of the legendary game show in suspense for a while, the correct answer is...
I am the Allen.
And...
Hosting Jeopardy, Ken Jennings.
The show's executive producer says after rotating as host, Bialik and Jennings will continue to do so on a permanent basis. Both have signed deals that puts the rest of the back and forth over who really deserved to be the full-time replacement for Alex Trebek, who died in 2020. If either had been named, it might have irked the fan base of the other host. Jennings is an all-time Jeopardy champion. Bialik is best known for her work on The Big Bang Theory. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Still falling. The price of gas is down to $4.27 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. That's about 3 cents less than yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.